Chapter 5, The Battle Between Salva and the Yadus. Once upon a time, a powerful demon named Salva begged a special boon from Lord Shiva.
I wish to have a very wonderful airplane that can go anywhere, he said. It must be strong enough to go into battle without being destroyed, and it must fly so high that no one will even know it is there.
Lord Shiva granted him his wish and promised, Maya can make you whatever you want. The demon Maya built him his flying machine, as strong and as big as a city. Very pleased, Salva got into his new airplane, making trouble for anyone in his way.
Ha, 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 he said. No one can stop me now.
The evil Salva felt as big and strong as his fabulous new magical airplane. Ever since Krishna had kidnapped Rukmini from the wedding of his friend Sishupal, Salva could not wait to destroy the Yadus. From the sky, he attacked their beautiful city of Dwarka by dropping huge stones, tree trunks, thunderbolts, and poisonous snakes. The airplane stirred up so much dust and wind that no one in the city could see anything. Salva broke the city walls and golden gates and bombed the lakes, palaces, and skyscraper houses. Outside the city, Salva's soldiers moved towards the broken walls. Everyone in Dwarka was terrified. Krishna was not there to save them. Boldly, Krishna's sons sprang into action. Pradyumna, the eldest, also knew the art of magic, and he made the darkened city as bright as the rising sun. He shot 25 arrows with golden feathers and sharp iron edges that killed many soldiers and elephants. The fighting was so fierce that anyone watching it felt his hair stand on end. Still, Salva's mysterious airplane could not be overcome. Sometimes, Pradyumna and his younger brothers could see it, and sometimes it disappeared. Sometimes, they thought they saw many airplanes in the sky, and sometimes, they could see nothing at all. One moment it was on the ground, and the next it was flying high up in the sky. Sometimes it rested on a mountaintop, and sometimes it floated on the water. Salva's airplane flew round and around like a firefly in the wind. It was not steady, even for a moment. When the Yadu soldiers finally had a chance to see the airplane properly, they rushed together toward the evil Salva with all kinds of weapons, fighting bravely until he finally fell unconscious from the arrows. Unexpectedly, Krishna and Balaram returned from Hastinapur just in time. While Balaram protected the city, Krishna went straight to the troublemaker himself. He ordered his chariot driver, Daruka, please drive me directly to Salva. He is a very powerful and mysterious man, but do not be afraid. The moment Salva saw Krishna come onto the battlefield, he hurled a huge weapon that roared through the sky like a great meteor. This weapon was so bright that it lit up the entire sky. Lord Krishna released his own arrow and tore Salva's weapon into hundreds and thousands of pieces. With showers of arrows,
Krishna overpowered Salva and the airplane. In return, Salva struck the Lord's left side with such force that his Saranga bow fell from his hand. In amazement, the great personalities and demigods observing the fight cried out, "Alas! Alas!" Believing he had become victorious, Salva taunted, "Ha ha ha! You rascal Krishna! You cheated my friend Sishupal out of marrying Rukmini and stole her as your own bride. In front of everyone at King Yudhisthira's sacred Rajasuya Jagya, you took an unfair opportunity to kill Sishupal while he was upset. Everyone thinks you are a great hero, but now with my sharpened arrows, I shall send you to a place from which you will never return." Lord Krishna replied, "O foolish Salva, the moment of death is already upon your head. Real heroes do not simply talk about their good qualities. They prove their skill by honorable and chivalrous deeds." Krishna struck Salva's chest with a powerful blow from his club, but before Krishna could strike him again, the bleeding Salva became invisible by his mystic powers. Suddenly, a stranger arrived and sadly bowed down before Lord Krishna, crying, "Your poor mother Devaki has sent me from home with terrible news. Salva has forcibly taken your father away, just as a butcher mercilessly takes away an animal." Krishna began to cry, "Alas, destiny is, after all, very powerful." Krishna was stunned with grief as Salva brought forward a man who looked exactly like Krishna's father, Vasudeva. "You rascal, Krishna! Look at your father for the last time before I kill him. Are you strong enough to save him?" In the next moment, Salva cut off the head of his prisoner and took the body with him into the airplane. "How could this happen? How could this happen?" Krishna lamented. "My brother, Lord Balaram, is protecting the whole city of Dwarka, and no one can defeat Balaramji. Salva could not possibly enter the city and arrest my father." Krishna smiled. "The arrest and killing of my father has to be some magical trick Salva learned from the demon Maya." Salva again attacked the Lord with torrents of arrows. With unbelievable strength, Lord Krishna hurled his own arrows and injured Salva, whose armor, bow, and ornaments scattered into pieces everywhere. With a crashing blow from Krishna's club, Salva's wonderful airplane burst apart and fell into the sea. Miraculously, Salva safely jumped onto dry land before the airplane crashed. When he rushed towards Lord Krishna with his club, the Lord cut off Salva's hand, which fell to the ground, still holding the heavy club. Krishna stood there with his brilliant Sudarshan Chakra. He threw the Sudarshan, which looked just like the red sun coming over a mountain, and the demon's head, with its earrings and jeweled helmet, fell off onto the ground. Jai Jai, all glories to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. While Salva's soldiers and followers cried, "Alas, alas," the demigods cheerfully showered flowers on Krishna and announced the victory by blowing bugles and beating drums. At this very moment, Dantavakra the fearsome king of Karusa, stood up boldly with his club in hand and spoke to Lord Krishna. "It is a great pleasure and fortunate opportunity to be facing you eye to eye. You have committed a terrible sin by killing my friend Salva. I will tear you to pieces with my club." At this very moment, Dantavakra, the fearsome king of Karusa, stood up boldly with his club in hand and spoke to Lord Krishna. "It is a great pleasure and fortunate opportunity to be facing you eye to eye. You have committed a terrible sin by killing my friend Salva. I will tear you to pieces with my club." Making a roaring sound like a lion, he struck Krishna on the head with his club. Krishna did not move even an inch, nor did he feel any pain. Skillfully, Krishna struck Dantavakra's chest so forcefully with his Kamadaki club that the demon's heart split in two. He began to vomit blood, and his hands, legs, and hair scattered as he fell down dead to the ground. In the presence of everyone, a dazzling spiritual spark emerged from the demon's body and entered into the body of Lord Krishna, as did Sishupal's when he died. The demon's brother, Vidarata, breathing very heavily from grief and anger, stood up with his sword and shield, ready to strike Krishna down. At the same moment, Krishna sent his razor-sharp disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, and neatly sliced off Vidarata's head, along with his helmet and earrings. It was impossible for anyone but Krishna to kill these powerful and sinful demons. Great sages, ascetics, demigods, as well as beautiful angels, the Kanaras and Charanas again showered flowers upon Krishna, joyfully singing of his amazing victory. Lord Krishna, along with the heroes of the Vrishni and Yadu dynasties, returned to the city of Dwarka, where the citizens welcomed their glorious Lord with festivities and rejoicings.